With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump accepted the Republican Party's presidential nomination less than a week after a failed assassination attempt. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from Milwaukee.
The former president opened his address by describing the attempt on his life.
I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
In a quiet personal message, he said he was alive by the grace of God. Trump then shifted to a more typical political speech, promising to restore American prosperity and security.
To achieve this future, we must first rescue our nation from failed and even incompetent leadership.
At the Republican National Convention, Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNews.com, internet users reporting widespread connection issues, with the effects rippling through airports and banking.
Microsoft says users worldwide have been unable to access apps and services in a widespread outage reportedly connected to the U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. The cause and scale of the outage is unclear. Widespread outages were being reported by airlines, media, and financial companies, including Visa, ADT Security, and American Airlines. News outlets in Australia are reporting that government and commercial platforms there have also been severely affected. Microsoft 365 posted on X that the company was working on rerouting the impacted traffic to alternate systems. I'm Jennifer King.
In Russia, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, convicted of espionage charges that his employer and the U.S. both reject. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Stocks sharply lower. The Dow is down 400 points. The Nasdaq losing 126. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression is brewing in Colorado.
In March of last year, Jeffrey Hunt was kicked out of the gallery of the Capitol building in Denver for wearing a pro-life T-shirt. Officials say there's a ban on clothing bearing political messages in the gallery, but Hunt says that's a violation of the First Amendment, and he's threatening a lawsuit with help from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. The organization says, quote, suppressing silent, non-disruptive political expression is not permissible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Farm equipment maker John Deere says it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades, making the agricultural machinery manufacturer one of the latest U.S. companies to distance itself from the LGBT agenda. Deere's announcement comes just weeks after rural retailer Tractor Supply ended an array of homosexual sponsorships. Both companies are acting against a backdrop of backlash. This is SRN News. A deadly drone attack on Israel raising concern in the region. The latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Mideast defense analysts agree that deadly drone attack on Tel Aviv signals a dangerous regional escalation that broadens the threat against Israel to a third front. The Jewish state's military brain trust was again caught off guard as an Iranian-built drone was spotted making its way from Yemen, but not treated as a threat by the military during its 1,300-mile journey. It entered Tel Aviv skies from the Mediterranean and detonated above the nation's second-largest city, killing one without having triggered the air defense sirens. Although limiting its scope until now to the south, elated by its success, the Iranian terror proxy Houthis have vowed to make Tel Aviv its primary target. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.